With a cold front through the region and stalled out just to our south, the steady precipitation has moved out of the region. We'll expect to find mainly cloudy conditions throughout the rest of today with some breaks of sun possible. High temperatures could reach the upper 30s and low 40s in spots depending on how much mixing in the atmosphere we get with the winds, how much sun we actually see, and how much the snow-covered ground limits the amount of surface warming that takes place. Another wave of low pressure looks to form along that front to our south later today and may bring another chance at snow overnight to areas once again, mainly south of the immediate capital district. More Arctic air will rush in behind the front tonight, changing any possible precipitation south of the region back to snow and knocking overnight lows into the lower and middle teens for most. Colder air will continue to filter in the wake of that cold front, and highs both Thursday and Friday will likely be held down into the upper teens and low 20s, with varying amounts of sun for Thursday and mainly sunny skies on Friday. With a clipper system approaching during the day on Saturday, we'll see an increase in the clouds and the threat of some snow showers, mainly north and west of the Albany area, with a wider chance for some light snow on Sunday. Temperatures look to moderate over the weekend, with highs moving into the upper 20s and low 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. However, isolated thunderstorms may occur from the southern Rockies and southern plains to the Tennessee Valley area. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low on Tuesday of 19 below zero at Saranac Lake to a high Tuesday of 87 at Naples and Fort Myers, Florida. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, periods of rain possibly mixed with sleet becoming all rain this afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. A winter storm watch is in effect from 7 p.m. this evening until 7 p.m. tomorrow evening in New York City. In Boston, a slight chance of rain. It'll be cloudy with a high in the low 40s, a west wind around 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a high in the lower 30s and a west wind near 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 40 degrees with a record of 59 set in 1919. Normal minimum temperature is 22 degrees with a record of 20 below zero set in 1950. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 4th. Sunrise at 6:26 a.m. and sunset will come at 5:48 p.m. For tomorrow, March the 5th, sunrise at 6:25 and sunset at 5:49 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Cloudy and not as cool with highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, colder with lows in the middle single digits to near 10 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a chance of rain showers this afternoon, not as cool with highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, a chance of snow or rain in the evening, then snow likely after midnight. Accumulations of around an inch possible. It'll be cold with lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, cloudy and not as cool today with a near steady temperature in the lower 30s, a west wind from 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy and colder with lows in the single digits above zero, and a west wind continues from 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, cloudy with a slight chance of rain or freezing rain this afternoon. Near steady temperatures in the mid-30s with a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of snow after midnight, cold with lows in the middle teens and a northwest wind between 10 and 15 miles an hour. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy today with a near steady temperature in the mid and upper 30s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, cloudy and colder tonight with lows in the mid-teens and northwest winds continuing from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, partly sunny and cold with highs in the upper teens and low 20s. Friday, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the upper teens and low 20s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, temperatures in the mid and upper 20s. Sunday, cloudy, a chance of light snow, highs in the upper 20s and low 30s. And Monday, a slight chance of snow showers, highs once again in the upper 20s and low 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.